All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We dedicate our learning today in the Zuchus of Refua for Chana Malka Baskila. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the merit of Hashem, all the important events that are ahead of her today will be with Mazel. So let's begin. So our daf today is Memhei 45. We are picking up on the last two lines of Mem Dalet Amud Beis 44b. So remember again, we are in the midst of a heated discussion. The heated discussion as to what is the nature of gold. The Mishnah made it sound like, again, gold really has the status of merchandise, of what we'll call a pri. But yet, again, throughout yesterday's Amud Beis, we've seen that there are many opinions that seem to indicate that gold has the status of a coin. And also, unless you think that this is an academic discussion, we've already seen that is not the case. There are many lamaisa ramifications for this in terms of what gold could be used for. Specifically, Rabbi Osei, the part that we're focused on now, because you mentioned it yesterday, is can you redeem fruits of Maaser Sheni onto a gold coin? So the nature of that discussion fundamentally hinges on this question. If gold is considered to be a pri, if it's property, if it's merchandise, if it's metaltolin, then I cannot go ahead and deconsecrate my sushini onto the gold. If, however, the gold has the status of tiva, the gold has the status of money, then lemaisa, I can go ahead and deconsecrate the fruit ultimately onto this kli. So this says onto this coin. Excuse me. Says the Gemara. Tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan hu d'amra ein mechallelin. So we'll say it would appear that Rabbi Yochanan is last two lines mem dalet amud beis 44b. It would appear that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion who says that you cannot deconsecrate Maaser Sheni produce onto a gold coin. Why? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, "Was a tap of Memhei, Aser lelavos dinar v'dinar." This is actually a very interesting halacha. We referenced this yesterday as well. One is not permitted to borrow one dinar for another dinar. So again, remember we spoke about this yesterday, the issue of sa'ah b'sa'ah. Well, actually, we'll define it more. But you can't lend one dinar for another dinar. So meaning, if I lend you a dinar, the arrangement can't be that you're going to give me a dinar back. So this is Gemara. Well, let's analyze this. Dinar demai. What kind of dinar are we talking about? Ilema dinar shal kesef, a dinar shal kesef. So if you want to say that I'm lending you a silver coin, and you're going to give me back a silver coin, what's the problem with that? The gabe nafshe me'ika laman da'amar lav tevavi. So when it comes to silver, everyone agrees that silver, when compared to itself, when dealing with a like transaction, silver will definitely be considered money. In other words, there should be absolutely no problem with lending one silver coin for another silver coin because it's going to be considered as cash, as money. So the Gemara says, "Mi'ika l'man damar lav tevahave." Everybody will agree that silver has the status, ultimately, again, of a coin. Ela pshita, dinar shal zahav, dinar shal zahav. Rather, when the Braisa says that you, or Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't lend one dinar for another dinar, it must be talking about what? It must be talking about one gold dinar for another gold dinar. And Rabbi will say, what is the problem? What is the problem? The problem is appreciation. And the problem is going to be that if gold is treated like a pri, like merchandise, and not like a coin, then the concern is that gold appreciates, in which case I give you a dinar worth X. If when you give me back a dinar, it's worth Y or X plus Y, and therefore it turns out that we've got a ribis issue. So says the Gemara Ulaman. Whose opinion does this reflect? Let's analyze. Ila Beis Hillel, if you want to say it's like Beis Hillel, Ha Amri Tiva Havi, Beis Hillel is already on record as saying that what? That gold, a gold coin has the status of currency, not the status of merchandise. Alalav la Beis Shammai. Rather, it must reflect the view of Beis Shammai. Ushmamino, and therefore, we'll say, according to Beis Shammai, gold does not have the status of currency. Rather, it has the status of merchandise. Ushmamino, I learn out from here, to Rabbi Yochanan, who to Amar ein mechalalin. So we'll say, therefore, it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan, according to Beis Shammai, would hold that what? That since gold has the status of merchandise and not as currency, therefore what? Therefore, there is no ability to deconsecrate Maaser Sheni onto a gold coin, because remember, again, everyone agrees that what? Well, the principle that everybody agrees with is that Maaser Sheni can only be deconsecrated onto currency. It cannot be deconsecrated onto other merchandise. Therefore, again, everybody agrees with that principle. The machlokes is what constitutes currency, what constitutes merchandise. But it's clear from here that since Beis Shammai would hold, that's what? That you can't lend one golden dinar for another golden dinar. Therefore what? It's clear that a gold dinar is not considered to be currency. Rather, it's considered to be merchandise. Therefore, again, if you lend one dinar for another dinar, you get into a problem of sa'ab bis-sa'ab, like we saw yesterday. One sa'ab grain for another sa'ab grain, which you cannot do. And therefore, it must be that this is the reason why you can't deconsecrate Maaser Sheni onto a gold coin. Why? Because the gold coin is considered to be merchandise and not currency. Again, I will say, just a reminder, the sa'ab bis-sa'ab case, like we said yesterday, is I can't lend you one sa'ab, sa'ab is a measurement, one sa'ab grain for another sa'ab grain. Why? Because of the concern that if that sa'ab appreciates, it turns out that you're paying me back more than what you borrowed, which is a problem of ribis. Therefore, again, if I want to borrow a sa'ab of grain, I need to lock in a value for that sa'ab, and I now owe you the value, not an actual sa'ab. So says the Gemara, so therefore, it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you cannot deconsecrate Maaser Sheni on a gold coin. Why? Because a gold coin is merchandise, not currency. To which the Gemara says, lo, no, not necessarily. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan normally holds that what? That you can deconsecrate Maaser Sheni onto a gold coin. Rabbi say, if you could deconsecrate Maaser Sheni on a gold coin, then what's the status of that coin? What's the status? It's currency. If it's currency, then why can't I lend one dinar for another dinar? To which the Gemara says, v'shaini halva, the case of lending is different. Why? Since when it comes to business dealings, when it comes to business transactional law, the rabbis went ahead and decided that a gold coin has the status of merchandise. Why? Because Rabbi said we recognize that it is the value of gold that fluctuates. We recognize that gold currency does fluctuate significantly, and that is because of the value of the precious metal. Therefore, when it comes to transactional law, it makes more sense to treat a gold coin like merchandise than it is to go ahead and treat it like currency. Therefore, again, essentially what the Gemara says is like this. Once we're treating gold as merchandise, when it comes to monetary transactional law, which again, that's our Mishnah, that's Hazov Kohen HaKesef. Zov is considered to be merchandise. So once we've done that by transactional law, and by transactional law we have to do that because of the nature of the fluctuating value of gold, so therefore it makes sense to equate the laws of lending with the laws of business transactions. And if by business transactions, gold is going to be treated like merchandise, when it comes to lending, gold is going to be treated like merchandise as well. And that is why Rabbi Yochanan said that if I lend someone a dinar, I cannot get a dinar back from them. Rather, we have to lock in a specific value. But let's be clear, it doesn't tell me anything about Maaser Sheni. It's quite possible that for Maaser Sheni purposes, a gold coin is considered what? It's going to be considered currency, and therefore it can be used for the deconsecration of Maaser Sheni. So bless you. Hachanami Mistabra Sarbosa, this seems to be clear. Tichi Asa Rabbi Yochanan, because when Rabbi Yochanan, he said name Rabbi Yochanan, Afa Pishamru Asra Lalavos Dinar Bediner, even though we said that you cannot borrow one dinar against another dinar. In other words, I can't borrow a dinar to repay with a dinar. Nevertheless, aval mechalalin maaser sheni alav shmamina. Rabbi say you can deconsecrate maaser sheni onto a gold coin. Indeed, learn out from this. So Rabbi say what comes out over here, what the Gemara seems to be saying is the following. That essentially gold may have different identities in different situations. What we know is that when at least what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and not everybody agrees with this, but when it comes what our Mishnah is telling us is that when it comes to transactional law, gold is considered to be merchandise. It's not considered to be currency. Why? The Gemara seems to say because of the nature of the, we'll call it value volatility. Because since the value of gold fluctuates so much, it's difficult to really use it as a currency. It's much better usable as merchandise. So once that is true by transactional law, so the laws of lending are like sister concepts to the laws of transactional law. Whatever is true by transactions will be true by lending as well. Therefore, when it comes to lending, also gold is treated like merchandise and not currency. What's the ramification of that? The ramification of that is if I lend you a dinar, we can't have a transaction where you have to pay me back a dinar. Instead, what do? So we'll say, how do you lend a dinar of gold? How do you lend that? You go ahead and you fix that value. I'm lending you a dinar which is worth 25 silver sloim, for argument's sake. Therefore, what I now owe you is 25 silver sloim, not another gold dinar. That's true by lending. But I will say the one exception to this rule will be where? Ma'aser sheni. By ma'aser sheni, gold will be considered like currency, and therefore I can deconsecrate ma'aser sheni produce onto a gold coin. That's what the Gemara is holding right now. Tashma. Haporit salami mos ma'aser sheni. This is another interesting case. If somebody goes ahead, look at Rashi. Haporit salami mos ma'aser sheni. Mi sheishla ma'os nechoshesh shal ma'aser sheni. Uba lepartan b'selakes. If lalos yushalayim ibnei ma'aser der. Supposed to say, here's the deal. I have a lot of copper coins. You know, the simple way to illustrate this is I have 100 pennies. No one wants to go ahead and carry 100 pennies. So what do? You convert it into a dollar. So in this case over here, I have a lot of copper coins. I don't want to take all of my copper coins to Yerushalayim. So again, just to understand, I had my Sosheni produce. I deconsecrated the produce onto these copper coins. I have now a bunch of copper coins. I don't want to carry them all to Yerushalayim. So instead, what do I want to do? I want to transfer the sanctity of the copper coins onto one larger silver coin, or onto a couple of silver coins. So that Mishnah Zebrai says, I can do this. However, with certain caveats. Beishamai omrim b'chol salah hamos. So Beishamai says, I can go ahead and exchange all of the copper coins into one larger silver coin or into larger silver coins. Ubeisil omrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. Beisil says, you could redeem up to a shekel of the copper coins into silver, but you have to leave at least a shekel of the coins in the form of copper coins. So we'll say, so what's the pshat? Hashto l'Beishamai l'gabe priti mechalalinon. So we'll say, according to Beishamai, that you can go ahead and what? Transfer the sanctity of the copper coins onto the silver coins. Legabe dova mi boy. So Rabbi say, at the end of the day, so when it comes to gold, is there even a question? Look at Rashi. Legabe dova mi boy. To Michal and Peros. So Rabbi say, if I could transfer the sanctity of Meister Sheni produce, ultimately again onto copper coins, then why would I not be able to do that onto gold coins, which are even more choshev? To which the Gemara says, no. Shiny priti, ba'asra desagin harifi. We'll say copper coins are different. We mentioned this actually yesterday. Copper coins are a bit different because in a locale where they are accepted as currency, they're even more, I don't know what the right word is. It's not liquid, but they're even more, it's acceptable. They're even more usable than other coins. So Amrali Rabbi Yochanan. So Glish Nachri. Now, another version of this exchange. Amrali Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish. Chad Amar Machlokes Bislo in Al Dinarim. So we'll say. So again, in this alternate version, we read it like this. So some say the Machlokes is to go ahead and transfer the sanctity. We'll say in this case over here, I would have Ma'aser Sheni produce that was deconsecrated on silver coins, and now I want to go ahead and transfer that sanctity to gold. So the Gemara says, "Debe Shamai Savri Keha Kesef Kesef Yishon Velo Kesef Sheni." We'll say, Beishamai says that no, you could only transfer Ma'aser Sheni sanctity onto coins once. But what? Once I transfer the sanctity onto coins once, that's it. You cannot transfer then that sanctity again onto other coins. Or Beisilo Sabri, Beisilo holds, Ha Kesef, Kesef Riba, Va'afilu Kesef Sheni. Beisilo, on the other hand, holds that the Pasuk says, Ha Kesef, the money, which tells you what? That even multiple monies, you can even transfer the sanctity multiple times. Aval Peros Al Dinar, but I will say, to transfer the sanctity of Ma'aser Sheni fruit onto gold coins, Divrei Hakol Mechalalinon, everyone will agree that you can do that. Da'akati Kesef Rishonu, because I will say, that is the first money. That is the first money. In other words, that's the first coinage. When we say first coinage, in other words, that's coin. It's currency. Therefore, I could transfer the sanctity onto it. The Chad, or the other opinion, will say, no, Af peperos al dinarin nami machlokes. No, even to transfer the sanctity of Maaser Rishon produce onto gold coins will itself be a machlokes. As Rabbi said, that machlokes will be, are gold coins considered to be, are they considered to be currency? Are they considered to be merchandise? Uleman damer slon al dinar machlokes. And Rabbi said, the one who says that the machlokes is, if I transfer the sanctity from the Maaser Sheni onto the silver coins, and then the silver coins onto the gold, that's a machlokes if you can do that. Ademiflagi bislon al dinarin, liflagi bislon al sloin. Why do you have to set up the case as a case of where Watcher Bosai? I deconsecrated the Maaser Sheni produce onto silver coins. Now I want to go ahead and put it from silver onto gold. So this is not really a silver gold issue. What is this? This is a Kesef Rishon, Kesef Sheni issue. So why don't you make it simpler? Why don't you talk about the ability to transfer the sanctity of the coins from one set of silver coins to another set of silver coins? To which the Gemara says, no, because Iflagi Bislon Aslon, were you to go ahead and set this up as a case of transferring the sanctity from one set of silver coins onto another set of silver coins, Hava Amina, I would have thought, when is there a machlokes Rabosai? When you're going to transfer the sanctity of silver coins onto other silver coins, ava bisloin al dinarin. But Rabosai, to transfer the sanctity from silver coins onto gold coins, then maybe modeluhu beisilu beishamai dedava legabe kaspa peiravi. Maybe Beisilo would agree to Beishamai that Rabosai, if I have silver coins that are considered to be Maaser Sheni, they have Maaser Sheni sanctity, to transfer them now onto gold, gold compared to silver, is called merchandise. Rabosai, and you can't transfer the sanctity of the Maaser Sheni funds onto merchandise. And therefore you can't go ahead and what? You can't go ahead and transfer the sanctity from the silver to the gold. Therefore, Kamashvan and Rabosai, Kamashvan, that no, Beisilo holds that one can transfer, that Rabbi said that this is not a machlokas about gold and silver. This is a much more fundamental machlokas about what? Kesef Rishon, Kesef Sheni. This is a more fundamental dispute in the nature of redemption of Maaser Sheni. The question is, and here's what everyone agrees, because it's not a matter of dispute, the Torah says it, that I could take Maaser Sheni produce, and I could transfer the sanctity of the produce onto what? Onto what? Onto money. That everyone agrees with. Now comes the machlokes. Can I transfer the sanctity of that money, of those monies, onto a second set of money, or a second grouping of monies? That's the fundamental shaila. And therefore, again, this is not a gold or silver discussion, because it doesn't really matter what the second currency is, because it's not a function of the nature of the currency, but rather it's a function of the ability to transfer sanctity onto a second set of funds. So says the Gemara. So we'll say, so understand, we're still locked in the same discussion, namely, what's the status of gold? Is gold considered merchandise, or is gold considered to be currency? That's the fundamental question. So says the Gemara, Tashma, Haporit Selah Shal Maaser Sheni B'Yushalayim. Rabbi said, now this is a different case. Look at Rashi. Haporit Selah Shal Maaser Sheni. So Rabbi said, so beforehand, what we were talking about. Beforehand, we were talking about that I'm outside of Yushalayim. I'm living in my house in Tel Aviv. And what happens? I've deconsecrated my Maaser Sheni onto Prutos, right? Copper coins. And I now want to try, I wanted to transfer the sanctity of those Prutos onto a silver coin. I don't want to schlep the small change with me. I want to take larger coins. That was case number one. Case number two is, I am in Yerushalayim now. I'm in Yerushalayim. And what do I have? I have silver coins of Maaser Sheni. Silver Maaser Sheni coins. And what do I want to do with them? I want to now exchange them for copper coins. Because you also remember, again, copper coins, as we saw, were much more easily usable, right? So if you could imagine, again, walking into your town with the silver coins is like walking in with a wad of $100 bills. Halavai v'shalav yizok, right? But, and it should be the biggest problem. But depending on where you're going, it's not going to be so posh to be able to use it. So look at Rashi. Haporit selah shal maaser sheni b'yushalayim. Shaya machlif slaim shebiado. A person went ahead and what? A person took the silver slum that were in his hand. So what am I doing? I show up in Yerushalayim with silver coins of Maaser Sheni. I now go ahead and want to exchange those coins for smaller denominations of copper coins. Okay, so it doesn't sound like there should be a problem. So we'll say we are on Memhei Amud Aleph, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 lines up from the bottom. Tashma. Almost right across from Tosos Bechol. So Beishamai says, no problem. You could exchange the entire silver sella for copper coins. No problem. Ubeisilo says, no. Beis Hillel says, b'shekel kasef, b'shekel mos. Beis Hillel says, no, you could exchange up to a shekel worth of the silver for copper coins, but you should leave the other shekels worth in silver. What does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Beis Hillel omrim, lo yachlif ela chetzion. You should only go ahead and exchange half of the silver into copper coins. Why? Shema lo yishe be'ir ad shiyotzi eskulon, v'yafkid be'ir ad regel acher, v'aprutos misafshos. So let's listen to this. Beis Hillel's concern is the following. Beis Hillel's concern is that you may not, and if you exchange all of the money into copper coins, what if you don't spend all of your Meister Sheni money in Yerushalayim? So this is actually an interesting idea. So we're all familiar with Meister Sheni. I have produce. It's mine, but I have to eat in Yerushalayim. So I go ahead and I exchange my Meister Sheni produce and I transfer sanctity onto the money. So let's say now what happens. I go to Yerushalayim. Whenever I'm there for one of the regalim, I'm there for something else. Let's say I have $1,000 worth of Meister Sheni. It turns out I was in Yerushalayim for Pesach. Pesach is over. I haven't spent all of my Meister Sheni money yet. So what do you do, Rabosai? What do? Save it for next time. Meaning, there is not a din that you have to spend all of your Meister Sheni money at the same time. So if I didn't spend it all now, it's okay. I just make sure that I don't mingle it with other funds. And the next time I come back to Yerushalayim, I'll use it. So Beis Shammai says, I show up to Yerushalayim with silver coins and Meister Sheni. Beis Shammai says, go ahead, exchange it all for copper coins. This way you could use it. Beis Hillel says, no. Only exchange up to a half of the value of the silver at a time into copper coins. Because what's the concern? If you go ahead and you exchange it all into copper coins, apparently, at least their copper coins used to rot. So what was the concern? The concern is if you exchanged all of the silver into copper coins and you don't spend all of the money, you're going to be stuck with copper coins. Now, boss said, what are you going to do with those copper coins? You're going to want to exchange them back for silver. Well, guess what? When you try to exchange copper back into silver, that's where the money changer is going to take advantage of you. Why? Because he knows he can get you at a deeper discount. Because at the end of the day, you're in the compromised position because Lemaise, you have coinage, you have currency that is subject to depreciation. Therefore, Meister Sheni is going to end up losing money on the copper to silver exchange. Therefore, Beis Hillel just simply says, just don't go ahead and exchange all of your silver at once. Exchange up to half of it at once. And if you need more, you'll exchange more. Incredible halacha. So we'll say, none of this matters for our discussion. Although it's interesting, what matters? It's just fascinating just to see how they transacted on a financial level for Meister Sheni. Really fascinating. Says the Gemara, but I'll tell you where it does make a difference. Why is this important for us? So the Gemara says, Hashta. So we'll say, what are you seeing? You see, Rabosai, that when you come to Yerushalayim, you could take the silver, and what can you do? You could exchange it for copper coins. Oh, what is that called? That's called Kesef Sheni. Right? That's called the second currency. Remember, I transferred the sanctity of the produce onto the silver coins. I get to Yerushalayim, and now what? I can go in and transfer the sanctity onto copper coins. That is a second transference of Meister Sheni sanctity onto a second set of currency. So it says, yet we see again. So we don't worry about Kesef Yishon and Kesef Sheni. Legabe Dova, Techashiv Minei, Mi Arminon Kesef Yishon and Kesef Sheni. So what the Gemara posits is the following. If I can go ahead and exchange silver into copper. Copper is an inferior form of currency. If I could exchange that, and we don't say there's a problem of Kesef Rishon, Kesef Sheni, then certainly what? I should be permitted to go ahead and exchange what? And exchange silver into gold. Gold, which is more chashuv, and there shouldn't be a problem of Kesef Sheni. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rava Yerushalayim Kama Savta? Are you trying to bring a ride from Yerushalayim? Shiny Yerushalayim. I'm both saying, Yerushalayim is in a category of its own. Right? Yerushalayim has a separate set of halachas. What does this mean? Dechsev dei, v'nasata ha-kesef b'chol asher taveh nafshecha, b'bakar u'batzon. Because I will say, the Pasuk says, by Meister Sheni, you'll bring the money to Yerushalayim, and you will use the money for anything your heart desires. For cattle, for sheep, for wine, for whatever you want. So I'll say, so what does this mean for our purposes? What this means, I will say, is that since the Torah says that I can use the money for whatever I want, it's understood that I also have the ability to take larger denominations of currency, break them down into smaller denominations so as to be able to purchase the things that I want. So you can't bring a raya of kesef rishon, kesef sheni to Yerushalayim, meaning the discussion of kesef rishon, kesef sheni is a discussion out of Yerushalayim. But once you get into Yerushalayim, pretty much you could do whatever you want with that money if it facilitates for you the purchase of these other types of items. Tashma, so we'll say another braisa. Haporit selamimos maiser sheni. So, excuse me. Haporit selamimos maiser sheni. So we'll say, so listen to this. A person wants to go ahead. And this is the same case as we had originally. In this case, again, I have silver coins. Right? In this case, I have copper coins. And I want to go ahead and I want to transfer the sanctity of the copper onto the silver. Suppose this is the case we had earlier. I don't want to carry all the copper coins with me to Yerushalayim. So I want to transfer the sanctity onto a higher value coin so I can take less of them to Yerushalayim. So Bisham says, Bechala Salamos. So Bisham says, no problem. You can exchange all of your copper coins into silver coins. Or Beisil or Meshekel Kasa Beshekel Mos. Beisil says, no. Only exchange up to half into silver, but leave half ultimately again as the copper. So says the Gemara, Elo Dekuli Alma Kesef HaKesef Riba. Suppose I listen to this. Everyone agrees that what? The phrase Kesef HaKesef allows you to exchange multiple times. In other words, Afilo Kesef Sheni. Suppose I, so bottom line the Gemara is saying is everyone agrees that you could transfer Meister Sheni sanctity from one set of currency to another set of currency, even multiple times. That everyone will agree with. Right? Ella I itmar de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, hachi itmar. So we'll say, rather, machlokis Rabbi Yochanan ish Lakish is the following. Chad amar machlokis bislon al dinarim. So one says, Rabbi said that the machlokis is, can you go ahead and take my search? So Rabbi said, so let's assume right now, the machlokis is not about kesef rishon and kesef sheni, and everyone agrees that when you deconsecrate Meister Sheni onto one set of currency, that sanctity can be transferred to another set of currency. The machlokis is the following: Bislan al dinar. Can you transfer Meister Sheni's sanctity from silver to gold? That's the fundamental machlokis. The Beis Shammai Sabri, Beis Shammai say, Amud Beis, Shema Yishali Yosef. We're supposed to listen to this. Beis Shammai says, no, we don't want you transferring some Meister Sheni's sanctity from silver onto gold. Why? This is amazing. Because if we let people do it, they may delay going to Yerushalayim. Why is that? Watch this. This is amazing. Tizimnin delo malu zuzi bidinara velo masik. We'll say, what's the issue? Watch this. I have silver coins. I do not want to take all of my silver coins to Yerushalayim. So what do I want to do? I want to redeem my silver into gold. Okay, well, we'll say, but it's also possible that what? That what? That let's assume for a moment that the ratio is 25 silver pieces for every gold dinar. So what's the issue? I have 10 silver pieces. I don't want to show up 10 silver pieces. What am I going to do? I'm going to wait till I get 25 silver pieces that I could then redeem for one gold sela. So Beis Shammai is concerned that what's going to happen if we allow people to transfer Meister Sheni's sanctity from silver onto gold, it's going to delay their going to Yerushalayim until they have the full measure of a gold dinar. And we don't want, we'll say again, in general, the one thing Halacha tries to avoid is holding on to consecrated items for too long. Because the longer you hold on to it, then what? The greater the statistical probability is that either you're going to lose track of it, you're going to accidentally misappropriate it, the money's going to get mixed in with something else. Therefore, in order to avoid this, Beis Shammai does not allow the transference from silver onto gold. Look at Rashi. Shema Yisha, Achi Yaspik Lios Lo Slon Meiser, Achi Agila Dmei Dinar Zav, Bishana Shnia Shim Karmaso Shanabat. We'll say, what could end up happening? It could end up happening that like this. This year's Meister Sheni was only worth 13 silver pieces. So I'm not going to go to Yerushalayim because I have to schlep 13 silver pieces. So you know what I'll do? I'll wait till next year. I'll sell next year, or I'll redeem next year's crop. Let's assume next year's output is like this year's. Oh, then I'll have 26, 25 plus 1. And then I'll go ahead and redeem that and then take it up. Beis Shammai doesn't want the farmer delaying his departure to Yerushalayim. Therefore, again, he doesn't allow the transference from silver onto gold. Ubeisilo Sabri Logaz Yunan Shema Yishal Yosef. Basil says, no. No one is going to delay their going up to Yerushalayim with their Meister Sheni money because they don't have enough money, they don't have enough silver to transfer it onto gold. Dechi lo malu nami bidinari asuke masik luhu. Because they'll say, okay, listen, would it be nice not to have to go ahead and take all of these silver pieces? Would it be nice? Sure, it would be very nice. But lamaisa, at the end of the day, if I don't have enough silver to transfer onto gold, then what? Then what? I'll take the silver. Also, I can remember, in the grand scheme of things, it's not like schlepping all that much. I'm saying it's coins. It's coins. It's a to-do. And the shmira of it is a little bit more of a to-do, right? It's easier to keep one gold coin in my pocket than to keep a purse with 25 coins. But again, if I don't have it, I'm not going to delay my ascent to Yerushalayim because of it. Aval beperos al dinorim, Rabosai. When it comes ultimately again to redeeming Maaser Sheni produce onto gold coins, divrei hakol mechalalinon. We'll say everyone will agree that what? You can transfer Maaser Sheni fruit sanctity, produce sanctity, onto gold. In other words, that gold is considered, gold coin, is considered to be currency, legabe produce of Maaser Sheni. Why? Dechevan de mikarvi lo mashilu, because it will say, since fruit rots, ultimately, again, a person is not going to hold on to it. So the mice, again, what the Gemara is suggesting over here, is that everyone will agree that gold is a suitable currency for Maaser Sheni redemption. We'll say, that's the first opinion. The Chadam, on the other opinion, says, no, afilu beperos adinar nami machlokes. It's not true. Even Rabbi said the ability to redeem fruit, Maaser Sheni produce, onto gold coins is also machlokes. So bishlama, because Rabbi said, what is that machlokes? That machlokes is whether or not gold is actually considered to be a currency or it's considered to be merchandise. So bishlama lahach lishna da'armet midaraisa mishra shari. So it's according to the approach, which is the first one, that midaraisa gold coin is suitable currency for Maaser Sheni redemption. For Rabbanon who digazru bay, and therefore I will say it's the rabbis who went ahead and decreed about it. So we'll say, then I mean the rabbis who stepped in and said, well, we don't really want you using gold. You know why? Because we're concerned then, because remember in this approach, everyone is agreeing that kesef sheni is suitable, that you could transfer sanctity from one set of monies to another set of monies. But the rabbi said, we don't want gold as part of this equation. Why? Because if we allow you to use gold, you're going to end up going ahead and delaying your departure to Yerushalayim until you have enough silver to fill out a gold dinar. That's why we don't want you using gold in any step of Maaser Sheni redemption. Hainu diktoni yaaseh velo yaaseh. Then I understand the verbiage of the brisa that says you should do this or you shouldn't do this. According to the opinion that says the arim midaraisa pligi, according to the opinion that says no, that this is a fundamental achlok is about the nature of gold. Is gold merchandise or is gold produce? Does gold have the ability to serve as a vehicle for redemption or not? And this is a biblical, this is a machlokis on a daraisa level as to whether or not gold is currency. Then the Gemara says, mechalalinon, lo mechalalinon miboyle. Then the verbiage of the braisa shouldn't be, can you do this or can't you do this? The verbiage of the braisa should be, can you redeem the Maaser Sheni for this or can't you redeem the Maaser Sheni for this? To which the Gemara says, inachinami, kasha. You know what? That is an excellent point. That's a kasha on the verbiage. Okay, so we'll say fine. So where do we leave off? This is so great. So we're leaving off over here. Bosei is like this. Here's the good news. The Mishnah already told. Like it's a little anticlimactic because we learned the Mishnah already. The Mishnah told us gold is considered to be merchandise, but the Mishnah only told me that about gold's relationship to silver. What about gold's relationship to everything else? So both say, so we come out that we have a machlokas. So bottom line, just usually the way the Rambam paskins is that a gold coin is considered to be currency, legabe Maaser Sheni redemption. That aloha la maisa, again, you could redeem Maaser Sheni ultimately again onto a gold coin. Now what you do about kesef ha-kesef, that will come back to. But the maisa, what we have over here is under normal circumstances, gold will be considered to be merchandise, especially again when dealing with other items like silver, copper, other things like this. But when looked at in the realm of Maaser Sheni, a gold coin could be considered currency, therefore you could redeem Maaser Sheni with it. Now, Rabosai, the Gemara gets into another fascinating discussion. Itmar, get ready for this. Rav Levi, Chad Amar Maper Naaseh Chalipin. Oh, let's say, listen to this. So look at Rashi just a moment. Now that we've established that gold, so remember again, let's go back to the Mishnah. I have a transaction. I want to purchase your silver. I have a gold coin. I want to purchase your silver. So we'll say, if you give me the 25 silver pieces, have I purchased your silver? And the answer according to the Mishnah is No, because you cannot purchase metalkin, movable property, cannot be purchased with the transference of money. Movable property, the transaction is only affected when the recipient receives the actual merchandise. So when we'll call him Reuven, receives the gold, then the transaction is binding. But watch this. So the question is, matbea nasa chalipin. Look at Rashi. Matbea nasa chalipin. Habo lahachlif matbea bedavar acher shelo betoras mekach umemkar ella betoras kinyan keder shekonam shudar. Bosei, watch this. Now what we've established is the following. Forget about gold and silver for just a moment. I want to buy. I go to Reuven. I say, Reuven, I hear you're selling a watch, $100. $100, I'd like to buy your watch. So fine. So we'll say everybody agrees that what? If I give him a $100 bill, what's the halacha? Have I acquired the watch? No. Now we don't know why that is, but we know that it is. Right? So but the halacha is no, because most, right, giving money does not affect the transaction. If I get the watch, I own the watch. But so what about the following case? Let's say I have a coin. Say I have a silver coin that happens to be, we'll leave out gold for now, that happens to be worth $100. And I give him that coin, not as payment, not as currency, but rather as a vehicle of kinyan, as chalipin. Well, so remember again, the most common case of chalipin is what? Is what we call a kinyan sudar. So well, say, remember again, there's a mechanism called kinyan chalipin. So let's say a stam case. I go ahead and I want to buy your watch. Same case, I buy your watch. And what do? I give you my handkerchief. I give you my handkerchief, and you lift up my handkerchief, and you acquire my handkerchief. We'll say, if we agree that this is the mechanism of Kenyan, I acquire the watch. That's called the Kenyan Chalipin, or a Kenyan Sudar. So now the Shaila is, let's finish that Rashi. We'll say, the way Kenyan Sudar works is that when I, the purchaser, give the seller my handkerchief, the seller lifts up my handkerchief, what happens? I acquire the property, or I acquire the merchandise, whatever it may be. So the shaila over here is, Rabbi Say, if you skip down a little bit, here's the shaila. We already established metalkin, movable property, cannot be acquired through money. What happens if I don't use the money as money, but I use the money as a vehicle of chalipin? So I give you a coin, but it's not payment, it's not currency. I'm asking you to use the, I don't have a handkerchief on me, so instead take this silver coin. Could this silver coin affect chalipin or not? Fundamental shaila. So says the Gemara, so Rav Levi, chad aramat ne'nasa chalipin. So one opinion said, yes, a coin could act as a vehicle for chalipin. The other opinion said, no, a coin is a coin, currency is currency, and you cannot convert currency into a handkerchief, you cannot convert currency into a vehicle for chalipin. Let's analyze this. My time out demand number in my ban as a chalipin. So we'll say, so why is it that a coin can't become? In other words, why can't I just treat the coin like an object? We both agree. We're not transacting this alts currency. We're transacting this alts an object. It's a handkerchief. It just has the metallic handkerchief. So why can't we do that? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Rabbi say, when a person receives a coin, their das is on the stamp on the coin. What does it mean? Look at Rashi. Mishun the daite atzurasa, daito shal makne es achepetz notas hamabech mechalipin. Rabbi say, if I want to buy Reuven's watch, and I give him the coin, right? The watch is worth $100. I happen to give him a silver coin. So as much as we could say that what? That really, it's not really a coin, it's a handkerchief, it's the object of chalipin. Rabbi say, when people receive currency, they are focused on the actual value of that currency. It's impractical to say that a person is not focused on the value of the currency they're receiving, and they just have in mind that it's for chalipin. When a person receives a coin, they look at that as currency. The value of the coin as currency is dependent on what? On the stamp. We spoke about this yesterday, on the stamp, on the image of the coin. Well, what happens? The value of currency changes all of the time because sometimes the stamp that's good today is not good tomorrow. Essentially, what the Gemara is saying is the following. Since the stamp that's on it today may not be good tomorrow, both sides, this, a coin, is considered to be an incomplete kli, an incomplete utensil. And we are going to see that in order to affect chalipin, the utensil used for chalipin has to be a whole utensil. So says the Gemara, since coinage changes all the time today, what's good tomorrow may not be good. A coin, when you can't be used for chalipin, why? because it is considered to be an incomplete utensil. And again, incomplete utensils cannot be used for chalipin. So it says the Gemara Tanan. Well, let's analyze this from the Mishnah. Hazav kones hakesef. Remember again, the Mishnah said that gold has the ability to acquire the silver. Now, both say, let's analyze this. My love, the chalipin. So both say, so what's going on over here? When we say, Hazav kona es hakesef, right? What exactly does that mean? So Rashi says over here, Hazav, dinarei zav, de habedei mapea. Now we are assuming over here that what are we dealing with? We're dealing with gold coins and silver coins. So it says, Hazav kona es hakesef. Gold could acquire silver. So we'll say, what does that mean? Are we not talking about over here? Rashi says, Hazav kona, the assumption here is what's happening. I give Reuven the gold. So it says Hazav Kones HaKesef, which sounds like when I give him the Zav, when I give him the gold coins, I acquire the silver coins wherever they may be. That sure sounds like a lot like what? Like chalipin. So it says the Gemara, my love the chalipin. How does that work? Is this not a case of chalipin? And what do you see from here? That a coin, because we're assuming that the gold that we're talking about over here are gold coins, and we're assuming that what you see from here, that gold coins can be used, or coinage can be used, currency can be used as an object for chalipin. To which the Gemara says, lo, that's not what we're talking about. Bidamim. We're talking about again that there is a value transfer over here. There's a value transfer over here. Now, what does this mean? Ihaki, if that's the case, Hazov kona es hakesef mechayiv lemibay. Then Rabbi said, then really what should happen over here is the following. To which the Gemara answers, no. The gold is not being given as chalipin. The gold is being given as what? As merchandise. So what it really means over here is the following. When I deliver the merchandise into the hands of the purchaser, the transaction is complete, and now the purchaser owes me the 25 silver pieces. If that's the case, says the Gemara, then it shouldn't say Hazav Kones HaKesef. Rather, what should it say? Hazav Mechayiv Es HaKesef. That when I, the seller, hand over the merchandise of gold to the buyer now becomes obligated to give me 25 silver pieces. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Tani Hazav Mechayiv. That was easy. Right? So rather, says the Gemara, you're right. Change it. It really shouldn't say Hazav Kona Es HaKesef, but rather it should say Hazav Mechayiv es hakesef, that when you transfer gold in this capacity is what? Is merchandise. When I transfer the merchandise over to the purchaser, the transaction is complete. The purchaser now owes me 25 silver pieces. You both say, have I acquired the silver? No, I haven't acquired the silver. I've acquired the right to the silver. He now owes me a debt. Says the Merhakan in the Star, but this seems to be clear. Look at the end of the Mishnah. Gold does not acquire silver. So watch this. So if you say that we're dealing with a financial transaction over here, then then it's going to make sense. Now I understand why Kesef does not acquire gold. Because why? Because because the gold is merchandise. Kaspa tiva, the silver is considered to be currency. Vitiva pera lokani, and therefore handing over of the silver, which is the currency, does not acquire the gold, which is the merchandise. If you want to set it up as a case of chalipin, if the Mishnah was talking about chalipin, then what? Then if a coin could act as chalipin, then giving over the gold should acquire the silver. And guess what? Giving over the silver should acquire the gold as well. Why? Because this is no longer a currency merchandise discussion. This is a chalipin discussion. The fact that the Mishnah is set up the way that it is indicates to us that the Mishnah is not talking about chalipin. The Mishnah is talking about a transaction. Va'otanya, further what we learned, Hakesef eino kones hazav. Silver cannot acquire gold. So Kate, that says the Gemara, what's the case? Watch this. If you sold someone 25 silver pieces for one gold dinar, the transaction is not good, even though the purchaser took possession of the 25 silver pieces, the purchaser took possession of 25 silver pieces, the seller does not acquire the gold.
Ad shim shachas hazav, until the gold itself is acquired, until there's a mashiach done with the gold. Se'i amet b'shtah b'damim mishim haki lo kani. So also I understand, if this is about currency and merchandise, I understand why the transaction is not complete until when? Until the gold is taken, until there's mashiach, because remember, the gold is the merchandise. You can't acquire movable property with money. Eli'i amet b'chalipin nikni. But I will say, if it's going to be chalipin, then again, why can't the transaction be affected by the conveyance of the 25 silver pieces? To which the Gemara says, "Alamai bedamim." Rather, again, it's clear that we're dealing not with not petoras chalipin, but rather again as a sale of merchandise. Iyaki, if that's the case, Eima Reisha. I will say, look at the first statement. Hazav kones hakasef. Was it? Look at the first part of that braisa. What was the first part of the braisa? This gold could acquire kasef, could acquire gold. Kate said, what's the case? I sold Ruvain one gold dinar, for 25 silver pieces. Ooh, that's interesting. Once Ruvain goes ahead and, so I'm selling Ruvain the gold piece, once Ruvain takes possession of the gold, he acquires the money wherever it is. Now, Bosai, acquiring money wherever it is, remember again, that's not Mekach u'Memkar. In a classic case of Mekach u'Memkar, of a sale, if I'm selling Ruvain a gold coin, so what happens? If Ruvain gives me money, that doesn't affect the transaction, because money can't affect movable merchandise. However, once I give Ruvain the gold coin, so Ruvain acquires the gold coin, I acquire what? The right and the entitlement to 25 silver pieces. I don't acquire Ruvain's silver. I have to actually still get the money. Yet, what does the Braisa say over here? Once I transfer over the gold coin, what happens? I acquire the silver wherever it is. So, we'll say, what does that sound like? That sounds like my chalipin, because that's the way chalipin works. I give over an object, my handkerchief, to Ruvain. Ruvain's selling me a piece of property, or Ruvain's selling me a watch. Once I give over the handkerchief and he acquires the handkerchief, I acquire the watch wherever it is. That's how chalipin works. This sounds like chalipin. Eli'i amrit bedamim. If this is dealing with a sale, not with chalipin, then it shouldn't say that I acquire the 25 silver pieces wherever they are. Rather, it should say that now Reuben is obligated to pay me 25 silver pieces. Amravashi, you're right. Amravashi, the olam bedamim. You're right. First white line, I'll say that this will finish. Ravash says, we're dealing with a case of a transaction, not chalipin. So what does it mean when I give Ruvain the gold piece? That the Braisa says that I acquire the silver wherever it may be. What does that mean? Kimoshu. Rabosa, it means I acquire the silver as is. Specifically, kida amrle, that I acquire the type of silver that we agreed upon. If we agreed that Ruvain was going to pay me with 25 new silver pieces, that's what he has to come through on, and he can't give me 25 old silver pieces. And even if it turns out that the old silver pieces are, for whatever reason, worth more than the new silver pieces, he still can't change the terms of the agreement. Because I could say I want old silver pieces. I want new silver pieces, we're going to hold on to them for a while. So what the Gemara suggests over here is the following. That when the Braisa said that when I give Ruvain over the gold, I acquire the 25 silver pieces wherever they may be, that is not literal. It doesn't literally mean I acquire the 25 silver pieces. What it means is, I acquire the type of 25 silver pieces that we agreed upon beforehand, and Ruvain cannot change the terms of the agreement. So we'll stop over here for today, but understand, we leave off in the midst of this raging machlokas. This raging machlokas about whether or not everyone will agree. So here's what everybody agrees with. Everybody agrees that in a transactional setting, gold is considered to be merchandise. Everyone agrees, at least for now, that gold can be used for the redemption of Maaser Sheni. Here's the machlokas. Can you go ahead and take a coin? And everyone also agrees that movable property cannot be acquired with money. That's everybody's agreement. We don't know why, but everybody agrees with that for now. The fundamental shaila is, now that I know that money can't acquire movable property, can money not be used as money? Could a coin not be used as coin? Rather, can a coin be used as chalipin to affect the transaction through chalipin? That's a machlokes, which Amir Tashem will resolve tomorrow. Shkoya.
Still have to be a bucket in that case.